you'd say, everybody around here likes to
ride.
And you'd say, talking about somebody that did it all the time, you'd say last year every day he
would go riding.
And he, and in
rode.
The past, right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then every day he has
ridden.
Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that you drive me crazy. Like if you couldn't stay on the horse, you'd say, I fell
off.
Mm-hmm. Now, if the little child went to sleep on the bed and the next morning he found himself on the floor, he'd say, in reference to the bed, he'd say, I must have
fallen.
And would you say fall off or fall out of the bed?
I would say fallen off the bed.
You'd say fallen off.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say fallen out. That goes to show I'm from the country.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is. The things that you put on a horse's feet to protect them from the road would be?
Oh, there, I've seen them, and I can't think of those pickle iron things.
Yeah, horse
shoes. That's right.
Yeah. Now, the parts of the horse's feet that they're nailed onto are called its...
Now, this, I am lost, so don't even be trying.
I'll just say it and get you to say it for me. The hoof.
Hoof.
Yeah, and if they all had four of them, you'd say they had four...
Hoofs.
Oh. These next ones are going to get even funnier. A male sheep.
No.
Okay. How about female sheep?
No.
You know the word ewe?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
This you will know. The stuff that's on the sheep's back that they raise them for.
It's wool.
let's see. Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't read it. A male hog would be called a...
And so they call some of them sows and...
Okay, sows, yeah. Sows,
and I don't know what they call a male horse, a pig.
Have you ever heard the word boar?
Boar, I have heard it.
But you might not.
I didn't really know
like
what
yeah.
I've heard boar,
yeah.
But I didn't know what that
that's
was a male or
was.
What. But I've heard it.
Now, if you had this is in reference. This one it has it about a hog, but it would be the same thing about like if you had a male dog or cat or something, and you didn't want it to go running around the neighborhood all the time. What would they? And you had an operation done on it. What would they call that operation?
Castrate.
Now, when they castrate a hog, they call it a barra. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Do you know the word? Okay, what would you call a hog when it's first born?
I think I've heard them call them shows.
Yeah, very good.
Little pigs.
Yeah. I'm surprised you know something. That's good. On a hairbrush, the things that stick up.
Bristles.
Now, do you know on the big teeth the hog has, do you know what they're called?
No.
Okay, the same thing that those big
teeth. Is it hoof? No.
No. You know what an elephant, okay, you'll know it from this. What an elephant has, those long,
snoot?
Yeah,
no.
Well, those long kind of teeth thing that an elephant has.
Hmm.
Tusks. Yeah, you know, and the thing is, that's the same thing as that's what they call them, the hog.
I need to learn more about my animals.
Nobody knows. Yeah, I knew it about elephants, you know, I'd heard that.
Uh-huh.
But I had never heard that about hogs. And
no, I hadn't either.
Do you know what you call the things that you put the food in for a hog?
Trough.
Yeah, very good. If you had several of them, you'd say you had several.
Troughs.
You know what a name would be for a hog that's grown up wild?
A wild hog.
Now the noise that a calf makes when it's unhappy, it wants its mother. You say the calf is beginning to
meh. This is terrible.
How about this? It's kind of
it sounds just like it's saying mammy.
Yeah, it really does.